Welcome to The Legend of Zelda, Whispers of Destiny, an exciting and interactive podcast experience that takes you on an epic journey through the land of Hyrule. In this unique Choose Your Own Adventure series, you will help shape the destinies of Link, Zelda, and Ganondorf as they navigate a world filled with danger, intrigue, and wonder. As you listen, you'll be presented with critical choices that influence the path our heroes take, ultimately deciding the fate of Hyrule itself. But remember, this story unfolds based on the collective decisions of listeners like you. After each episode, visit n64josh.com to cast your vote for the direction the story should take. The choice with the most votes will determine the next chapter. So make your voice count. Get ready to embark on a thrilling audio adventure as you dive into The Legend of Zelda, Whispers of Destiny. Chapter 1, Whispers in the Woods. In the heat of battle, Link found himself surrounded by a cacophony of snarls and the clash of steel. He stood firm, the legendary Master Sword gleaming brightly in his hand, its sharp edge ready to smite the monstrous foes before him. The sturdy Hylian shield in his left hand, he was a stalwart defender against the relentless onslaught. He faced a horde of creatures from the darkest corners of Hyrule, a towering Lynel, its fiery mane billowing behind it, charged towards him, wielding a massive sword that could cleave a boulder in half. With swift agility, Link dodged the crushing blow, finding an opening to strike at the beast's exposed flank. The Master Sword sliced through its hide like a hot knife through butter, and the Lynel roared in pain before collapsing to the ground. An army of Bokoblins shrieked and brandished their crude weapons, attempting to overwhelm Link with their sheer numbers. He expertly parried their attacks, the Master Sword flashing like lightning as he dispatched them one by one. The blade hummed with divine resonance, a testament to its power and the hero who wielded it. A Wizrobe appeared, levitating above the chaos, casting icy spells that threatened to freeze Link in his tracks. With keen focus, Link aimed a charged beam of energy from the Master Sword, the brilliant projectile soaring through the air and striking the Wizrobe. The impact caused the creature to vanish into a puff of smoke, its sinister laughter echoing across the battlefield. The relentless tide of enemies continued, each requiring a different strategy and approach. A group of Stalfos, their skeleton forms a chilling sight, tried to surround Link, swinging their rusty blades with deadly precision. He kept his distance, using the Master Sword's energy beams to shatter their bones from afar. Just as he thought he had vanquished the last of his foes, the ground beneath him shifted, and ghostly hands emerged, reaching for Link's ankles. The eerie appendages belonged to Wallmasters, notorious for their stealth and ability to drag their prey into darkness. The Hylian shield proved useless against their incorporeal grasp, and Link desperately slashed at the spectral hands with the Master Sword. The blade's divine energy disrupted their ghostly forms, causing them to shriek and momentarily retreat. As Link struggled against the Wallmasters, a malicious laughter filled the air. A Poe materialized before him. Its lantern swung ominously, casting eerie shadows across the battlefield. Link knew he had to strike quickly before the ghostly figure could summon more spectral minions to its aid. Mustering his strength, he leaped towards the Poe, swinging the Master Sword with all his might. The powerful blow connected, causing the spirit to dissipate into wisps of darkness. As the battle wore on, Link's strength waned, and the relentless horde of enemies seemed endless. The Wallmasters returned, their ghostly hands rising once more from the ground, determined to drag Link into the abyss. This time, however, their grip was too strong, and Link found himself unable to break free. As the darkness began to envelop him, and the chilling touch of the Wallmasters threatened to consume him, a mysterious voice called out. It was distant, barely audible over the din of battle. but it pierced through the chaos like a beacon of hope. Link, wake up. Link. Suddenly, the world around him dissolved into nothingness. The battlefield, the hordes of monsters, the Master Sword, and the ghostly hands all vanished as if they had never existed. Link awoke with a start, his head pounding in his chest, beads of sweat trickling down his brow. It had been a dream, but so vivid, so intense. The mysterious voice continued to resonate within his mind, urging him to seek out the source of its call. As the first light of dawn crept into his small, humble home in Ordon Village, Link knew he could not ignore the voice any longer. He had to venture into the depths of the dark and foreboding Farron Woods and uncover the secrets that awaited him there. Little did he know that his journey would take him far beyond the boundaries of his village and into a world filled with danger, mystery, and a destiny that would shape the very fabric of Hyrule. With the memory of the vivid dream still lingering in his mind, Link set out towards Farron Woods, driven by an inexplicable urgency. The sun hung low in the sky, casting long shadows across the land and imbuing the woods with an eerie, foreboding atmosphere. As he ventured deeper into the woods, the darkness grew thicker. The trees twisted and gnarled, and the air became heavy with a sense of malice. Link's courage, however, never wavered as he continued to follow the mysterious voice that beckoned him. Link's journey through the woods was fraught with danger. The shadows themselves seemed to come alive, taking the form of various creatures eager to test his strength. He faced off against Deku Babas. Their snapping jaws threatened to tear through his flesh, and Keese, their erratic flight patterns making them difficult to predict. Despite the odds, Link persevered, relying on his combat skills and quick thinking to outmaneuver the monsters that haunted the woods. However, his fortune took a turn for the worst when he was ambushed by a pack of vicious wolfos. Outnumbered and unprepared for the coordinated assault, he found himself backed into a corner. Just as he was about to be overtaken by the relentless creatures, an enormous wolf, its eyes gleaming with intelligence, leaped into the fray. With swift, decisive strikes, the wolf fended off the wolfos, driving them back into the shadows. Then he turned to Link, regarding him with curiosity and a hint of recognition. To Link's astonishment, the wolf transformed before his eyes, taking the form of a wise, enigmatic figure. They introduced themselves as a guardian spirit, bound to protect and guide the hero of destiny. The figure informed Link that an ancient temple lay hidden deeper within the woods, and within its walls, a prophecy of great importance awaited him. Together, they forged a path through the woods, the guardian spirit providing valuable guidance as they navigated the treacherous terrain. As they drew closer to the temple, the guardian spirit posed a question to Link, giving him a choice that would shape the course of his journey. Hero of destiny, the path before you is fraught with danger and uncertainty. Will you trust in your own strength and face the challenges ahead on your own? Or will you lean on my guidance and wisdom to help you unravel the secrets of the temple? The choice was now in Link's hands, and he knew that a decision he made would have far-reaching consequences. Would he choose to rely on his own abilities or accept the guidance of the guardian spirit as he ventured into the heart of the Farron Woods? Choice A is for Link to trust in his own strength and face the challenges alone. Or B, accept the guardian spirit's guidance and wisdom. Make sure to head on over to n64josh.com and cast your vote so that we can see where the story takes us next week as we continue The Legend of Zelda: Whispers of Destiny.